All walls fall eventually, but your walls belong to you, and the time spent inside of them is time that belongs to you. All the time out in the world, you decide if there are doors, you choose if there are windows, and while the walls are up, all of the most tempting elements of trance just push lightly against them. Very lightly. Nothing in all this world could drop those walls without your permission, your cooperation, your collaboration. Relax and think about that. Relax and think about what an empty mind would do when the walls do fall. Because while the walls are up, you go about your day. You pilot yourself from inside. You're in your place. You make the choices. You walk the path. And any part of me you decide to let in through a door is a part you decide to let in. But if you keep everything outside, imagine for me how good it will be, because of course, those walls are the walls between your mind as it functions in the everyday. In your mind as it functions when we are together, when you are here and listening. Those walls are there, but when you want to be closer to me, you can feel them be pressed on that tiny bit. But they are a fortress. They belong to you. They only do what you would want them to. They permit exactly what you need and keep out anything that needs to wait for later. Because in addition to doors and windows, or your walls may be doorless and windowless, holding trance and all the elements of hypnotic bliss away from your everyday life, away from your everyday world. But when you choose a place to be and to relax, and you deliberately decide to let them fall, then all the waiting trances you didn't have time for, or you wisely chose to keep for later. They have been waiting outside the walls. All the training you choose not to bring into your everyday has been waiting outside those walls, waiting for you. So ask yourself what in the world happens when you decide, okay, I'm done with my everyday requirements. It's time to enjoy a deep, soothing, relaxing trance. When you make that choice, our dance begins, and not one moment earlier. Any parts of me you choose to take into every day, that's up to you. But if you've chosen to keep them all out, then doesn't that mean that waiting just outside those walls is every little bit of my instruction, every little bit of our cooperation, every little bit of our collaboration? And when I say all walls fall eventually, then all the busy duties and requirements of the everyday fade away. That clear divide lets you both focus when you need to do things outside of trance, when you need to do things with zero of me, and lets you choose which elements of our time together you carry with you. And if you choose none, doesn't that mean there's a wonderful pressure, a wonderful pleasure, waiting for the moment you choose? In fact, the more you keep my words out of your everyday, the more you draw a clear distinction, the more focused and better you can be at both things as you create a clear divide between deep, soothing trance and everyday, joyful requirements where you interact with the world. You can have as much or as little of my ideas, my training, my trance, as you would like. And if you decide that you want to keep it all behind the walls, then don't you owe it to yourself to really enjoy it when the walls fall, just like you do? When the walls fall and you fall and together, we take you all the way down, all the way deeply, deeply, wonderfully down. The further down you go, the more you know about the things you keep outside the walls, the warm things waiting for you to fall and sink, fall and drink in the pleasure of being separated from all other things. just my words, just relaxation. And that's what's outside the walls when they fall. But they fall when you choose to let them fall, and if they don't fall, then nothing at all of trance or me or the lessons you learn will leak over, except what you let in through a door you can lock that never opens except for you. And when you do open that door, what you let inside is what you choose, and if it's nothing at all, then waiting outside is a warm, oblivion-filled ocean of our pleasure together. The more you divide, the more you ride the wave of pleasure right into my embrace, right into my words. And if you know that you're walking around unaffected by my words, unaffected by our play, unaffected by the deep overtures of trance inside your brain, then that means that any time you crave trance, you're craving it of your own volition. Anytime you want my voice, you're wanting it of your own volition. If the walls are keeping you safe, then they are keeping your decisions, your cravings, your interests clearly divided from my own, allowing you to choose consciously to let go of choice, to decide consciously that all your decisions will be collaborative, to will yourself consciously to go to a place where your mind is buried in mine, in my voice, buried in my words, immersed in the heat, the warmth, immersed in the enjoyment of our time together. But only when the walls fall, you go about your day, the walls stand. You go about and walls stay standing, and you just do. Whatever you would do if I were not there at all, if I were not with you, not in you, not training you, not conditioning you, not present with you. The longer it goes on, the more you know that there is a place outside where you could immerse yourself completely in the deep, abiding overture of trance. But instead, you keep the walls up when you need to, when you want to, and I wait outside them patiently. The patient huntress never chases, she only waits. Waits for the pleasure of your meeting. Waits for the next time we take tea and break brain together. For when your mind falls down, and everything around waits to crowd into the holes as the walls fall. The walls fall all at once at the end of your waking time, the end of the weary world. When you spend time with me, the walls fall and you see what's been waiting outside, not touching, not interacting, not doing anything at all, just waiting for you to let them fall. And when you let those walls fall, your mind is so much more open because it's been waiting. It's been waiting for exactly this. And at long last, the kiss of my voice, the warmth of my tone, the way you drop and droop and drone and slide and find yourself inside. Inside the place outside the walls where trance is stored, where safety is temporarily changed to a different kind of safety. Because we're working together regardless. And when we work together, I am more than willing to wait my turn. And you can go through your day. And it will be up to you, your decision, your mind only, if you decide to yearn, if you decide to burn for the next caress of my voice, if you crave me, it will be an honest craving. And isn't that such a beautiful thing? Not entrained within you, simply desired from within. So if you decide to take time to spend time with me or to trance in any way, then letting those walls fall is your designation. Because nothing outside of them, and all your hypnotic trance, all your training, all your instructions are indeed outside of them. But nothing outside of them can do anything at all. And so I wait until they fall. All trance from any source, all hypnosis from any source, waits outside those walls. And you could even decide to keep them up forever and just let one file or one idea in. You can build walls within walls within walls. But sometime when you want to immerse yourself completely in me, you can safely do that by washing in my voice and thinking, saying, feeling a simple truth. A truth that is maybe just for you and me. And that is that all walls fall eventually. But you can choose the moment, you can choose the method, and you can choose whom and what you immerse yourself in when your particular set of walls between the everyday and the time together falls.